So this is a fun time. You guys, we're done. We're done, you guys. We've finished it up. See?
Great have work. Have a nice day, everybody.
Thank you, Albert. You have a great day, you two. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the time. We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR. Well, you tell them that.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Steve Kathan. With heavy snow and blizzard-like conditions, it's tough to get around in much of the upper Midwest. This woman is stuck in Minneapolis trying to get to Dallas.
I went up to the flight desk and I asked them for a travel voucher because that's what the customer representative on the phone told me to. And then they laughed in my face.
And WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen on a storm that's sweeping in from the west that will have some staying power.
The state of Minnesota is going to see blizzard warnings that continue right through the day today. It could be a 2-3 day event of snowfall that will be accompanied by strong gusty winds and blizzard conditions, putting down anywhere from a foot to 2 feet of snow.
Overseas, it's the final day of President Biden's overseas trip. He's in Poland.
The president met here with the Bucharest Nine, the group of NATO leaders whose countries are closest to Russia.
As NATO's eastern flank, you're the front lines of our collective defense, and you know better than anyone what's at stake in this conflict.
Asked by a reporter for his view of Russia suspending its participation in the New START nuclear arms treaty, Mr. Biden said Vladimir Putin is making a big mistake. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Warsaw.
The forewoman on the Georgia grand jury that recommended charges against more than a dozen people in the Trump 2020 election investigation is speaking out. Emily Kors tells CNN.
I'm not the judge, I'm not the lawyers, but I will be frustrated if nothing happens. There was just too much for this to just be, oh, okay, we're good, bye.
Kors has not specified in interviews if an indictment is recommended against the former president. A new estimate finds the country could face an unprecedented default on its obligations as soon as early June if Congress does not act to lift the debt limit. That projection from the Bipartisan Policy Center says the U.S. will reach the limit as soon as summer or early fall. Well, the government's pressuring the Norfolk Southern Rail Line to pay for the cleanup of the toxic rail derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. CBS's Roxana Sabiri tells us former President Trump is due to visit there today.
He is expected to meet with members of the community and with local officials. East Palestine schools are closed in preparation for his visit. I have talked to residents to see if they're excited for his visit. They do say that many of them are fans of the former president.
Amazon has closed on its nearly $4 billion acquisition of the primary care organization One Medical. That company runs a membership-based service offering virtual care and in-person visits. Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 26 points. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com, STIHLUSA.com.
I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I love Navage. I've told you about how your nose is the body's air filter, that Navage's powered suction will help flush out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, and that Navage will help you breathe better. But what do other people say about Navage? Like Tara, quote, "My doctor wanted me to do saline rinses for my allergies, but I've never been able to successfully use a neti pot. Navage uses suction power, so it's foolproof. There are nights when I'll have particularly bothersome allergies. I'll bust it out, and the results are immediate. It's such a relief. It's become a lifesaver." Unquote. She's one of over 100,000 online reviews praising Navage, the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million people to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
Where can you find a discount store with a little bit of everything, including Target overstock items? Where can you always be sure every penny counts? It's EPC. You'll find a great selection and invaluable customer service. EPC next to Domino's on 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. Savings like this? Now that's epic.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family.
Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings and cancellations in the listening area for Thursday, February 23rd. In Wood County, the special meeting hosted by the Highway Department scheduled for 9 a.m. in Marshfield has been canceled. The Wood County Board of Canvassers meeting scheduled for 9 a.m. in Wisconsin Rapids has also been canceled. The South Central Library System Board of Trustees meeting is still scheduled for 12:15 p.m. in Madison. The Health and Human Services Committee will meet at 5 p.m. at the River Block Building in Wisconsin Rapids. In Adams County, the Economic Development meeting is scheduled from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m., the Board of Canvas meeting is scheduled from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and the Airport Commission is scheduled to meet from 5 to 7 p.m. The City of Adams has declared a snow emergency. It began at 8 p.m. on Tuesday and extends through noon on Thursday, February 23rd. You can't park on any city street until the snow emergency is lifted. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning begins at 3 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Overcast this afternoon with snow likely. High temperatures reach up to 25. Winds out of the northeast, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Teen tonight, a mixture of precipitation likely. 6 to 12 inches of snow today through tomorrow with another inch Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
I don't like things that are vetted. I don't take my dog to the vet because you know what they have there? More needles.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Happy snowpocalypse, I guess, again? Didn't we just do this last week?
It seems mildly familiar, yes.
Ah, geez. Well, we're here in the studio. Hopefully we'll get home from the studio. Jane Matinair, how are you doing?
I am great, thank you. And we will be giving you updates just on accidents and stuff. And this is affecting the entire state. So no matter where you are, it's kind of a mess.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Happy Wednesday. Yeah.
Stay home if you
May
can.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
There you go.
Greg Bach is also here because it is Wednesday. How are you, mister?
I'm doing well.
Yeah.
I'm a little tired, but, you know, I got the coffee brewing. I got friends here. It's great.
It's great. Yeah. We're happy that you're here. Yeah. I'm excited to go over election results.
Ooh,
because
baby.
That happened last night.
Yes, it did.
A smashing records.
Yeah.
Smashing records of turnout for last night's spring primary, which we have been hammering home on how low turnout usually is. Because in 2021, for the state superintendent race for the primary, where there was like 10 candidates, 7%.
Yeah.
Last night, correct me if I'm wrong, 36%.
Yay.
Which beats the last 22 years of what the general, the highest the general turnout was in the spring was 34. So the primary beat that last night.
That's so impressive.
Which
I'm
is,
so,
give,
I'm
your, s- give everyone who voted, give yourself a round of applause, pat long, on the back.
How so long proud. Did voting take for you? From the moment you got there, from the moment you walked out of the building, how long did it take for you?
5 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah. Just,
it was a very important election, but it was a very fast election.
That was what was wild. It was, Jane and I, maybe you heard us. We were
doing I don't listen to the show.
Primetime coverage last night from 7 to 8. We were doing a special hour of As Goes Wisconsin, the pregame. Felt like an ESPN commentator. It was great.
It was fun.
And
except for the point where I yelled for my husband to come and make a cup of tea, which apparently everyone could hear.
I think they could only hear that on the live stream.
Okay, good.
They couldn't. I don't think the radio
That's
listeners.
Sweet.
It's kind of like this show where if you're listening to the live stream, you may get some banter during the commercial.
Some extras.
Because that's, especially if a guest is not in studio, the only way we can talk to them is by bringing their mic up. So it doesn't go out on the radio most of the time, but it does. You can hear it on the live stream. So we always have to be a little aware, especially me.
Well, it's always a good reminder for all of us.
Yes. But yes. Yeah, so did he make the tea?
He did come and make his tea. Yep.
All right. Well, we are going to spend most of this hour breaking down our reactions of last night's results. Obviously, starting with the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Also talking about Senate District 8, different mayoral races, turnout. And also asking the big question, what is going to end up being the bigger driver when it comes to issues? Because we talk a lot about, on the more liberal side, the motivating factor being abortion, democracy, redistricting. And as of yesterday, or at least this week, the two amendments, the cash bail amendment and the referenda on requirements if you're receiving welfare. A Dane County judge did rule that those are going to be on the ballot. So are those motivating factors? So we will get to all of that throughout this hour. We would love to hear from you and your reactions or takeaways from last night. 844-967-2789. And as Jane said, we will also be giving you weather updates, road updates, and Corey Hartman at the end of the hour is going to jump on with his infinite wisdom.
About weather. Yes.
And that'll take us for the full hour. So I guess my biggest takeaway, if we're going to start with the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Holy crap, Janet.
Yeah.
I kept thinking, honestly, maybe you could pull this for one of our bump music.
Damn it, Janet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not really appropriate because it's like, we're like, oh, this is a, I think for the three of us would say this is a good thing. But it's just the only song I could think of with the name Janet.
Give me time.
But she got more votes than Jennifer Doro and Dan Kelly combined.
Yeah. That was actually very surprising to me that, you know, I knew even though you had two Republicans, I thought that one of the two would have come out further. Like, they would have been one of them. Like actually, I expected Daniel Kelly to make it through the primary because I feel like Jennifer Doro has fallen apart in the past couple weeks. And honestly, I'm going to say this. I think she is sitting on her couch today breathing a sigh of relief.
You think so?
I don't think she wanted the job. I don't think she wanted the job.
So I am not going to reveal names, but I had someone who is much more informed on the conservative side of politics, and I checked in with his instincts last night. And he had said she got some, in his opinion, she got some bad advice from people who were telling her it was her moment by people who did not help her prepare her for said moment. And I heard this, who I think I was reading this on Twitter. It's Clayfish, it's Scott Walker, it's that group that was backing her.
Right.
And so this is yet another loss for Mr. Scott Walker.
And another win for the U-Lines and Diane Hendrickson and the Koch brothers, right?
Yes.
Can't spell Walker without an L. Thank you.
The first time you've said that?
That's the first time I've ever said that.
That is true, though.
That's true.
Because otherwise it's Waker.
Yeah. Whacker. But yeah, I think that Jennifer Doro is breathing a sigh of relief. I don't think, you know, maybe one day, possibly. But yeah, I've been saying this for weeks now. It just seems like she was thrown into this because she was a star for a moment, and it's a terrible way to run. And at the end of the day, you got to be able to put up with the things. I mean, within 48 hours of her announcing, they were already slamming her from Daniel Kelly's side, and things were being released on her. I mean, I think she's happy.
I have no idea her relief, but it wouldn't surprise me. I think it became abundantly clear that she was not prepared.
No.
For this. And that I think it goes back to show that, like, Daniel, even though he's never won an election because he was appointed and then lost handedly to Jill Karofsky, that he is very much part of the machine, the Republican machine. Yeah. He is very much in the pocket of the U-lines.
Well, is this the new Republican machine? Because I would have thought that Walker and Clayfish and that whole group was the old Republican machine.
Well, I think that it's interesting that Walker and Clayfish supported Doro, even though Walker appointed Kelly.
He also appointed Doro.
Yeah, but not to the Supreme Court. That's the thing is like, why would he back out of his support of this dude?
Here's my thing. And I think this goes to the conversation that we're going to have around what issues are going to drive more people, in that abortion is still a major, could be the issue, right? Mm-hmm. And Jennifer Doro talking about that versus she is from Waukesha, the Milwaukee suburbs, the Wow counties, et cetera, and the appeal that potentially she has as a figure versus a Dan Kelly. I think it was as much of what she represents potentially than, I mean, how she was going to rule. And so, because I think Dan Kelly, and I don't know. I mean, do you think that had Doro won, you don't think the Ulines would have just shifted their money?
I don't know. Most likely
they don't because
I don't think they care. They just want one of their operatives there to continue the policies that make them richer. So, but Kelly, obviously the preferred candidate. I just find it interesting that even with the issues that Doro had, Dan Kelly's, like Greg pointed out, he got walloped in that race against Karofsky. And now all the information that came about him being paid by the Republican Party to investigate, you know, election fraud and all that stuff. I just think this is going to be a field day for commercial makers when the attack ads start coming up.
Because so far, what have we seen as attack ads against Protasiewicz? One, that she's partisan.
Yeah.
Two, that she's soft on crime.
Which is all the basic.
Is there anything else? I see. This is the thing. I've yet to be inundated.
I think that
commercials yet. Mostly because I just don't watch basic cable.
He said that he wanted to be the most boring candidate. So I'm wondering if his commercials will reflect that, or if he's just going to, or if his campaign or an outside group will go for the whole liberals soft on crime. They don't know how to wield a gavel correctly. Their robes are made in communist China. You know, like, he wants to be boring, but I'm wondering, like, if it's, because the thing is, Janet is not no one's really uncovered a ton of dirt on this person, and I don't think there's anything really, like, it's just a normal human living her life and doing her thing, and that's got to infuriate the other side, be like, we got to find one ruling that's been bad, and like, no, this has been,
I mean, I think it's going to be sentencing and yeah, stuff like that, that is, you know, maybe will motivate some people, but again, Supreme Court justices do not give sentences, yeah, to people, to criminal offenses. And so the only logical extension of looking at her sentencing and no jail Janet and everything is basically, if you think it ruins her credibility and her judgment, but mm-hmm, it actually doesn't necessarily apply her application of the law.
And don't you think that Dan Kelly says that he wants to be the most boring justice so that no one will watch him and pay attention to what he's doing?
Well,
I'm boring, don't look over here.
But we all know that we're going to, right?
I'm boring.
I can't not look at that gigantic curly head. The thing, like, two, is it...
Hold it?
Yeah.
Because we only got 30 seconds
I can't
left.
See anything, so
you
gotta, I don't
you
know.
Want to tease what you're going to say?
I was just going to say that Daniel Kelly, as far as, like, he doesn't have the history to talk about. And he doesn't have the resume.
Well, he does have a resume.
But you know what I mean, though.
Yes. Okay. All right. We'll keep this rolling when we come back. If you have thoughts on the election, 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Too late. And so it's true, pride comes before a fall. I'm telling you so that you won't lose all. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over 3 decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
FFA is an organization for high school students that strengthens their personal skills, teaches time management, and helps them learn respect for themselves and others. FFA is an integral part of agriculture education and helps members develop their leadership potential.
Feltz's Family Farm and Dairy Store is a proud sponsor of the Future Farmers of America. Stop in for high-quality, local-grown products. Feltz's Dairy Store, 5796 Porter Drive in Stevens Point.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and it is Wednesday, so Mr. Greg Bach is in studio. And I have to roll it back a little bit. It was 36% in Dane County.
Okay.
So I misread one of the clerks there who was congratulating how good turnout was there. But still, we still had record turnout. It just wasn't 36%.
We'll take it.
Yeah, this is from Scott Bauer. Turnout in Wisconsin spring primary, where Supreme Court race was the only statewide contest, nears 21% of voting age population based on unofficial totals. This is the highest turnout for a spring primary in at least the past 20 years. It was 16% in 2020, 12% in 2018.
Hey, we'll take it.
We'll take it. Yeah, so I just wanted to correct myself because I, you know, got new information. So roll it back. So, Greg, we are talking about the election results from last night. We're still talking about the biggest race, the statewide race, Wisconsin Supreme Court, where Janet Protasiewicz won 46% of the she got 46.4 and Kelly got 24.2. She got more votes combined, like more votes than Dan Kelly and Jennifer Doro combined, which... obviously, you can't rest on your laurels and predict what that means for April 4th.
No, exactly. No. Agreed.
But at least initial analysis is showing a more liberal-leaning electorate than voted even in 2022.
Wow.
A couple of months ago. And this was coming from Charles Franklin, who was from, we love Charles, Marquette Law School poll director. And... you know, certainly some of the count. I mean, there were certain counties that you think of either definitely as purple, if not red, where she just outright won.
Yeah.
And I'm interested for looking to dive deeper into either Charles' analysis or other pollster type data people on what this potentially means as far as was it the fact that she was already ahead in funding and so she had more commercials? Is there so much more organizing happening amongst liberal groups, or is it just that people are fired up because of the issues that are on the ballot?
I would love to read those numbers because, you know, most Republicans don't stay home on any election.
Yeah.
I mean, they just go out and vote, go back to doing their thing. But I feel like this is one where we've really made it a point. I'm a liberal. I'll say that. I'll say it. I'm not afraid. that you know, from the last election, from the midterms, we were like, don't get comfortable. See you in a couple months. Let's get this going. And though I have definite internal problems with a judge's race, I feel like Janet, who had to run a race, ran a very strong race, raised a lot of money, like allowed Daniel Kelly and Jennifer Doro to be the story on the paper while she just did the work,
mm-hmm.
you know, like kept it real simple, real straight ahead and did what was needed to be done.
Well, and also didn't shy away from talking about values.
Yeah.
Right. Cause it's like, it's this weird scenario of there's no reason that there would be, this is going to smash records for how much money is going to be spent if the people who were spending that money didn't have an invested interest in how they know that these people are going to rule.
You bet.
Right. And so we can, they can hide behind, well, she, you know, pointing fingers as far as her not saying how she's going to rule, but saying, this is what I believe.
Yeah.
Because we all know this is what's at stake. Right. And so you can, in an ideal utopia world, would it be like this? No, but it is. And I think that is in her favor. But the fact that she's already talking about what we all know is to be true, which is whoever wins a seat is going to be the deciding vote on when the abortion, the criminal abortion lawsuit gets to the Supreme Court, could be the deciding vote on the presidential election in 2024, and could be the deciding vote in potentially overturning our current gerrymandered maps.
We have a text from the 414 at 844-967-2789. Judge Janet rocked yesterday. The only problem is today it's back to ground zero for both candidates. If Kelly tries to personally attack, it will turn off voters as it may come across as attacking the nice lady in the neighborhood. She had a good campaign and needs to keep the pedal to the metal. Thank you so much for checking in.
The nice lady.
The nice lady.
The lady. I don't disagree with that at all, but I will say this is with the, I mean, it's sort of like watching Tammy Baldwin in the early days of running for Senate. Just stealth, head down, moving forward, keeping all the haters off of her shoulders and running. And I feel like
similar haircut.
Yeah, there you go. But I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, when the judge Protasevich got the results, was like, all right, cool. Let's get back to work now.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't see if she was going to run such a powerful, strong moving forward campaign. I have no doubt that today it's like, all right, we got to kick it doubly into gear.
Yeah. Unleash the Kraken.
Yeah. Unleash the Kraken.
The money Kraken. The money Kraken that's about to descend onto all of us in, yeah. I mean, how many text messages have you already gotten?
Barely any.
Oh, I've gotten like 10 in the last week.
Mostly mine are like, hey, Kevin, are you still in New York?
Not Kevin.
Not Kevin.
Do you ever play with, like, do you ever play along?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Is there any more that we have to say about the Supreme Court race? Otherwise, when we come back, we can move on to the Senate. Go ahead.
I just think it'd be interesting debate to look at Janet's record of judging versus Daniel's, as Daniel's has barely any. So,
and we'll have a month to do that.
Yep.
So maybe we should prepare for next Wednesday. We can run down records, and most of his record is going to be working for the Republican Party.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Look at Ballotpedia, people. Look at Ballotpedia.
And so, all right. When we come back, we will talk about, it is nodal. It's not canodal. Which is, I was really saying, it's so much more fun to say Dan Knodel than Nodal, but I was corrected. It is Dan Nodal. He did win last night in the Republican.
In this house?
Yes.
It's Knodel.
I'm just like actively going to say his name wrong.
Yes.
All right, come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The show. From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Four on the Floor concert, scheduled for Thursday, February 23rd, from 6:30 to 8 p.m., has been canceled. Pete Revel and his group play monthly at the Macmillan Fine Arts Center. They've canceled Thursday because of the snowstorm that's coming. The group says they'll be back in March. Two ballot initiatives pushed by Republicans will appear on the April ballot after a judge denied a request to push them off for a year. The groups who filed the lawsuit argued the Wisconsin Elections Commission sent the questions to county clerks a day past the deadline required under state law. Dane County Circuit Judge Rhonda Lanford ruled that the legislature had substantially complied with the law. The questions on cash bail and welfare recipients would disproportionately affect poor people in the state. Democrats claim this is an effort by Republicans to drive conservative voters to the polls in April. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning begins at 3 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Overcast this afternoon with snow likely. High temperatures reach up to 25. Winds out of the northeast, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Teen tonight, a mixture of precipitation likely. 6 to 12 inches of snow today through tomorrow with another inch Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
App or streaming or on a radio or a podcast. Thank you for joining us today. Now, Jane, any updates on roads or weather?
Taking a look at this really, really useful website that you should use as well. It's 511wi.gov, and that will show you the entire state and where the accidents are. And right now, we just have a couple. So there's one around Madison and a couple around Milwaukee. Everything is out of your way, so nothing is blocking the roads right now. But as I look at some of these traffic cams, 94-41 around Kenosha and Racine and Pleasant Prairie. It looks like the visibility down there is not very good. So what do we like to tell people?
We like to say if your wipers are on, your lights should be on.
Bingo, Kristen.
Did you know that?
No.
Dude, that's a law.
It's a state law.
Oh, my lights are always
you
on.
You really don't listen to the show except on Wednesdays, do you?
Do you know what my life is like?
I don't.
Yeah, it's busy. I'm a busy human being.
You're in the car? You
I got like 98 jobs.
I know, but don't you drive back and forth from Kenosha to Milwaukee?
I do.
What do you listen to when you're doing that drive?
Audiobooks. I want to be informed. I'm sorry.
What audiobook are you listening to right now?
I just started Constant Wu's memoir.
Yep. Is she, I'm assuming she is the...
From
she's
Fresh
the
Off
voiceover.
The Boat?
No, I'm saying she voices it.
Yes, I love a good memoir where they read their, like Dave Grohl's really good, Mel Brooks is really good. So yeah, I listen to audiobooks because I'd like to be informed about things.
Well, we're insulted.
I just want to share a quick text that just came in at 844-967-2789. And we were talking about the results from last night. And then we admitted that we unfortunately pronounced Mr. Nodal's name incorrectly.
Which it feels like we don't. Is there any confirmation on how you pronounce it?
I haven't seen anything. I did some checking yesterday. I thought we were right with
Nodal. I thought we were right too.
But texter from Doc says, I suggest you continue saying Knodal until he says Democratic Party. Democratic Party instead of the Democrat Party.
Oh, does he do that?
A lot of them do now.
Yeah.
That became a trend over the last, well, under the former administration.
Well, that's a good segue. Well, first of all, it also just reminds me of the word caboodle.
Oh, caboodle.
Oodle which caboodles. Is a young girl I own many of.
Mom, where's my caboodle?
All right, so let's talk quickly about the State Senate District 8 race where he won. Janelle Branchon, despite the somewhat subversive efforts of the Democrats to try to bolster her, thinking that she would be easier to beat in the general, Dan Knodal did win. And now it is going to be him versus Jody Habesh-Sinikin. And I think this is another area that is trending. It's red, but it's trending blue.
It is.
And she seems like a really strong candidate, as far as especially for the demographic of that area. And again, what's at stake in this race is whether or not the state Senate will have a supermajority.
Yeah.
And as Dan Schaefer, who will be with us at 12:30 today to talk about the Brewers Stadium, something besides the election. But he was with us last night when Jane and I anchored from 7 to 8 for our special election night coverage. And I just totally lost my thing.
Can I say one thing? I am beyond disappointed that Janelle Branchon hasn't come out and screamed voter fraud yet. I mean, let's continue the legacy of baseless claims after you lose an election. What, did you completely lose your mojo, Janelle? Come on.
Come on, Carrie.
Get back on that. It's all fraud. I was robbed. Train.
But she's still, I mean, so there's no, she can just go back to being a state representative.
I.
With no power, because basically Robin Voss, Chucklemeister, resident Chucklemeister.
My favorite. He's my fave.
Has demoted her from off of any committees whatsoever,
right? I just think, you know, I'm disappointed in her.
You should let her know.
Oh, I'm not.
You should write her an email and let her like, office know of like I'm really disappointed that you just believe the election results.
You just rolled over and accepted obviously fraudulent results. What the heck happened to you?
You got to put in the email. You say, I'm not mad at you. ... I'm just disappointed in
you. Oh yes.
Oh, just take the knife, turn it while you're at it. Just.
All right. Well, then there was also some primaries for some of the bigger cities in their mayoral races. Mm-hmm. And so in Green Bay, incumbent Eric Genrich did win, which is great. And then Chad Weininger, who is the Brown County Administration Director, Republican, even though these are nonpartisan races.
Right.
He also won. So that will be. And I know less about him. I mean, I know Green Bay is the city of Green Bay. Leans left, But the area of Green Bay,
the larger Fox Valley,
is certainly Republican. You know, there's more Republican, and so
that's Ron Johnson's backyard, right?
Yeah, and so I think it'll be interesting to see how. I mean, obviously the incumbent always has an upper hand, but I think he's pretty well liked, isn't he? From what I understand,
as far as I know, I don't know if you're in Green Bay. 844-967-2789. Let us know what is the feeling about your current mayor.
And then in Madison, Satya Rhodes Conway, the incumbent, is also moving forward, as is Gloria Reyes, who is a former Madison school board president and former Madison deputy mayor. And I don't know if that was expected as far as her being a pretty close front runner, but I think Satya's pretty well liked.
Yeah, I think Satya,
as far as how much she has been able to do.
Yeah, I feel like it's her race to lose,
yeah,
if you will.
And then your old stomping ground,
Racine. Yes,
Racine. What can you tell us about the election results there?
Corey Mason and Henry Perez, Alderman Henry Perez, made it through the primary. Jimmy DeMatthew did not. So it's going to be in April. It's going to be the incumbent Corey Mason the fourth up against Henry Perez, and very different styles. Henry is a Republican, a conservative. Corey is a liberal. So it will be an interesting. I will be tuning into the debates on that one.
Is he liked? Because we're seeing. I mean, because I would assume. What's interesting to me is you've lived in both. You now live in Kenosha.
Yeah.
You used to live in Racine.
Yeah.
The counties of Racine and Kenosha,
mm-hmm.
purple.
Yeah.
But like the districts as they're drawn,
correct,
is basically for the, they've just like circled Racine yeah. and Kenosha together and then put the rest of the counties together, which makes no sense. But, you know, I think we hear kind of, especially with Kenosha and everything that happened with Kyle Rittenhouse, and there's like sometimes yeah. things come out on the county level of, it was Kenosha, the Kenosha County, that you now can, like, in all county buildings, you can bring a gun in, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And so, as far as the city goes, do you feel like the city leans more left?
I think the city leans more left. I think the same, both Kenosha and Racine, like you said, both cities lean left. But Racine has a very blue-collar, like, factory feel to it still, because even though those factory jobs have been gone for a long time, it still retains that feeling when you're in Racine, like, you know, the old days.
Mm.
And one of my big things is Racine is very not, they don't change easily. So it's hard to push change on it. I'm not saying that as a bad thing either. I understand, you know, Racine has, you know, people like to make fun of it. I think Racine's a beautiful city. And I don't like anyone making fun of it, because the people who live there are great. You know, as far as Corey goes, Corey is Racine's son, in my opinion. Like, his family's lived there for a long time. He's a sitting state representative. He was an alderman. It was just a matter of time before he became mayor. So the idea that he won as handily as he did does not surprise me at all.
We have Steve on the phone checking in from Green Bay. We were talking about that
Bay
mayoral race. Thanks for joining us, Steve. What do you want to say?
Hey, guys. Great content, like always. But I just want to say, you're right. And the assumption that Eric Dennerich, in general, is pretty well-received around the city of Green Bay. I'm a resident myself, and he's done a lot of different things for the city, got the city through the pandemic. However, there's one thing that might kind of trip him up a little bit. He's currently looking at a lawsuit for putting cameras with microphones into our city hall and not posting that. There's a lot of people in the city that aren't happy that they're being secretly recorded without being known. And now there's a lawsuit about that. I also want to add one more thing.
Okay. I also want to ask Steve when you come. I say that, but I also want to. What was his defense of why he did that?
So from what I've heard so far from the news outlets in the Green Bay area is that they've reached out for comment from the mayor and have not gotten any back. So I'm not really sure his thoughts on that.
What else did you want to say?
I do want to say his opponent, who won last night, he was going door to door for yesterday's vote. He actually knocked on my door, and I'm a registered Democrat, and left a pamphlet with us. So he's really getting out into the city and making himself known, making known what he wants to do. Roads in part of Green Bay are in horrible shape, and he's really kind of running off of, you know, the current mayor has not done enough for the infrastructure in the city, and I really want to make a difference on that. And I think that will strike a chord with a lot of the voters in the Green Bay area.
So he's running on fix the damn roads? Which is fair, but I think it's, thanks so much for the call, Steve. And I think it's interesting because that stuff matters. And this is the stuff it of does. Local governments that you really feel like, who's going to pick up the trash and who's fixing the roads? But it's also keeping in mind the limitations of what any mayor and any city council has been able to do with such a shoestring budget and, you know, being really hamstring. And this is not a defense of, it is a defense of all mayors and all municipal governments
because of the lack of shared revenue.
Yeah, the lack of shared revenue. And so things that you expect them to be able to, you know, that they're supposed to handle, they can't handle because they don't have money to do it because, you know, because of Act 10, because of the fact that the police unions weren't touched in that. So they continued, like, I mean, this was Dan Devine when he was on, mayor of West Dallas, said, we start in the red for our annual budgets because so much of it has to go to police. And so it's one thing to run on those things that feel popular, but it's another thing to actually look at the money available and be like, well, maybe we can't do this.
Yeah, another thing too that I don't know if it's still happening now, but when we got into office in 2009, the shared revenue was cut, as well as projects, road improvement projects, things like that were being cut, postponed, canceled, because those cities didn't vote for the people that they felt like they should be voting for. I mean, it was very well known that Madison, the assembly and the Senate were going to take it out on those who didn't vote for them.
Yeah.
And that sucked because we got the phone calls. And yeah, how do you explain to somebody like, well, here's, I'm going to give you some nuance in your anger. That always
works
well.
You're not good at that?
I'm really, like, when you come at me yelling, I'm really good at just presenting a lot of nuance that really quells the
How are you good at hearing nuance when you're angry?
Very good at it.
Yeah.
Because I always know that when I'm angry about something, it's like, dude, just look back in my head. I'm like, shut up, dude. You sound like an idiot.
All right. Well, also, just keep in mind, as we said in the first segment, this week, a Dane County Circuit Judge, Rhonda Lanford, did deny a request to push the two initiatives, well, one, the cash bail constitutional amendment, and the referenda on criteria that one must have to receive welfare. So those both will be on the ballot. So we will continue to talk about those over the next 5 weeks until the general. And we will still, any other thoughts, you're still welcome to text them in, 844-967-2789. And when we come back, Corey Hartman will give us an update on the storm. And just quickly, we'll see. Maybe he'll surprise us. But Joseph McClear asked, will Corey Hartman be singing Sunglasses at Night live in the studio? I don't think he is, but maybe we can get that for some bumper music.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. I mean, I've been wondering it this entire time.
Which Corey Hartman are we talking about? All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Come back.
Need a reason to support FFA? How about 300? The National Future Farmers of America organization helps high school students develop their leadership, personal growth, and career opportunities. With over 300 career options in the agriculture field, there's a match for almost any interest.
Culver's is a proud supporter of the FFA. Being from Wisconsin is why Culver's has a big heart for agriculture that inspires them to advocate for the positive impact it has on the world. Culver's, welcome to Delicious.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
I worked for youth advocate programs, I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a job.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration and neighborhood violence. Youth advocate programs. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I really wanted to just listen to that whole song for the rest of the segment.
Heart start beating harder right there.
I was certainly in my late 20s when that song came out, and I probably listened to it for a month straight, lip syncing it on my like walk to work every day.
Did you have any bad breakups like around that song where it like inspired you and you're like,
I actually did.
Let this cartoon guide my way.
We have to get to Corey, but. Welcome back. As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Vry. She's Jane Metnair. He is Greg Bach. We are keeping you updated throughout today's show on the pending snow that is coming. Thus, let it go.
Yes. From Frozen.
Never afraid of the cold, whatever the lyrics are. Jane, how are the roads looking?
Okay, we do have one closure. So this is near Bloomington. This is northwest Wisconsin, right along the Minnesota border, it looks like. Southbound Wisconsin 35 is completely closed beyond 385th because of a crash. There are a couple incidents again around Milwaukee and now Kenosha. Looks like everything there at least is out of the way. So these things are off on the shoulders. But this is not expected to get any better.
No, not at all. We're just hoping we can get home.
That would be nice.
It would be nice.
Otherwise, there's a nice hotel down the road.
And here to tell us more about whether or not we might be able to get home, or at least how bad it's going to get, is Mr. Corey Hartman. How you doing, Corey?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good. We're having fun this morning. So what can you tell us about, you know, as we are a show that airs across the state? I've seen the maps. They look like a bag of Skittles, which, you know, are usually my favorite, but I don't think I'm going to like it today. And so what can you tell us about what weather across Wisconsin is going to look like?
Yeah, if only this weather was as tasty as a bag of Skittles, but unfortunately not there. No, the entire state of Wisconsin is pretty much under a winter storm warning for, you know, the central part of the state is going to have the heavier snow. There's a couple of counties up by Ashland, Wisconsin, that are actually under a blizzard warning. And then the southern tier of counties under an ice storm warning. And that's actually where the worst weather is right now. As I'm looking at the radar, some sleet and freezing rain has made its way in to the areas near Janesville, Monroe, over to Elkhorn, and then stretching over toward the Racine-Kenosha area. And the heaviest sleet right now is falling just north of Janesville. So if you're kind of in that area here today, that is, Rock County over toward Greene County. That is where the worst is right now. But that line is going to continue to move throughout the day and form. And as it moves its way northward, that is when Madison to Milwaukee is going to get in on some of that mixed precipitation and sleet and all those fun things. But as far as the snow is concerned, I mean, we've picked up 6 inches in Mauston, a few inches heavier than that further north. And that's where the heavier snow is going to be, basically from Sauk County, Columbia County, over toward Washington County, and northward is where the snow is today. So it really is kind of a mixed bag out there, and it's going to get worse as the day goes on.
And so as far as driving conditions, when you say the different kinds of precipitation, what are the different considerations to take in? So us driving home in southeast Wisconsin, be more careful of ice versus visibility, because obviously what felt so terrible last Thursday for southeast Wisconsin was not necessarily that the roads were terrible. It was that you couldn't see anything. And so as far as kind of advice on depending on what's predicted, what to expect, if you have to go on the roads, what to look out for?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the traffic cameras out there now. Visibility is fine, you know, as far as driving conditions are concerned. The absolute worst is going to be that freezing rain and the sleet, because that's going to make things extremely slippery. So about the southern one-fifth of the state is where we are going to see that over the next couple of hours. But then, you know, as the heavier snow gets here, as the winds pick up as we head into the afternoon and into the evening, those gusts 40, 45 miles per hour, that's when the visibility is going to decrease. And then, of course, it's after dark, so that just, you know, adds more fun to everything. But, you know, really the Dodgeville to Milwaukee to Kenosha triangle right now is where the worst driving is going to be.
Oh, no. That's where I live.
Greg.
I know it. I'm a 45-year-old man, because the whole time I'm sitting there terrified. Like, oh, what is he going to say? What is the magic weather wizard going to say next?
And so this, Corey, this is supposed to last until midday tomorrow, right?
Yeah, about noontime tomorrow, then things really will taper off quickly. The possibility of precipitation, the snow, and mixed precip really trails off as we get into the early afternoon tomorrow. So this is not going to be a long-duration thing, thankfully. And then by the weekend, you know, we're talking about highs in the mid-30s to mid-40s. 40s by Monday with rain.
This is the third week in a row this has happened, isn't it? It's the third week.
It is.
Yeah.
Where it's oh my gosh, snowpocalypse. Then by the weekend, you're like, oh my God, who wants to go tanning?
Well, and yeah, Corey, and this been, is. Oh, go ahead, Corey.
No, I was just going to say, it's been kind of the Wednesday, Thursday time frame too. So this week, last week, and the week before. So yeah, you're exactly right. Three weeks in a row, the same part of the week and the same type of storm almost.
But this is something, it's one thing that we can see the skittle bag that's across Wisconsin, but this is the whole country. I mean, my parents and my brother right now are in Palm Springs, jealous, but they had like a windstorm last night, and the videos my mom was sending, and I don't know if that, I'm assuming that has to do with the storm that's basically coming over the entire country.
Yeah, it's a big area of low pressure with a lot of wind energy, and so there are wind advisories from, you know, eastern Texas, eastern Oklahoma, all of Louisiana, all of Arkansas, all of Mississippi, stretching over into the Tennessee Valley.
Wow.
I don't know if it should make us feel better that we're all miserable, or, you know, it's just kind of shared suffering, I guess.
I don't feel bad for anyone, you know, in Palm Springs.
Yeah, I don't think we can feel too bad about anybody that's above 50 degrees right now.
That's so true. All right, Corey, thank you so much for checking in with us. I'm sure either us or other shows throughout the day will check back in with you as we have updates. But thank you. Thank you for your service.
Absolutely. Happy to do so.
All right. Do you still got some more Frozen for us to take us out, Jane?
You bet I do.
All right. Well, this will wrap it up for the first hour, the 11 o'clock hour. When we come back, a little bit of a Norfolk, East Palestine update. Because, you know, grifters are going to grift, whether it's Trump or Ron Johnson.
Never take
a tragedy for granted where you could make some money off of it. And then Dan Schaefer will be here at 12:30. But for now, we will be back in a minute. Take us out, Jane, with that lovely Disney jam.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear
you. You can do it. WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry.